Introduce the teleconference. So hello everyone and welcome to the Asian Bankers teleconsultation on the Risk Games Conference at the 14th Asian Bankers Summit. With us today we have Professor André Thibault from the Vlerick Business School in Belgium and Jeremy Sim, the Risk Games Convener from the Asian Banker. Following a brief introduction by myself, Jeremy Sim will give an outline on the upcoming Risk Games Conference, and then Professor André Thibault will give a 15-minute presentation on the Vlerick Bank Simulation. Then we will open the floor to questions. Following this, I'll make some concluding remarks, and we expect to finish in around 30 minutes. My name is Stephanie, and I'm a Senior Research Manager at the Asian Banker. Before we start, a few things to note. The link to the teleconsultation has been sent to you all, so you can log in from your computer to follow the presentation on screen while André and Jeremy are speaking. Please let me know now if there are any problems. And secondly, to ask a question, you have the following two options. You can pose your question into the chat box at the bottom right corner of the WebEx screen. This can be done during the presentation and also during the Q&A session. Alternatively, you can press the hand icon below the list of participants in the right column of your screen. This will let us know that you have a question or a comment, and we'll open the line for you. Before we move on to our speakers, I'll quickly introduce them. So our first speaker is Jeremy Sim. Jeremy is the Risk Games Convener at the Asian Banker Summit, and he's been convening the summit since 2008 in Beijing, where he organised a landmark dialogue between top regulators from the US and China to discuss safety nets for the global financial crisis. Our second speaker is Professor André Thibault, who is a Professor of Finance and Risk Management at the Vlerick Business School. He's an expert in financial risk management, among other things, and has been running banking and insurance-related simulations for over three decades, believing them to be the perfect tool to learn and understand complex organisations and topics such as risk management. He's held several academic consultant positions in Europe, Canada and China, including simulations development assignments with the Institute of Canadian Bankers and the Verbelfin Academy in Belgium. These simulations were developed and used by banks in Canada and Europe. And now I'm going to pass the floor to Jeremy Sim. Okay, we've just found out that Jeremy is disconnected.
He's disconnected?
He's just disconnected. So, well, quickly, I'll start off introducing the Risk Games Conference, and then when Jeremy comes on, he can take over from me. Okay. So the Risk Games Conference is held as part of the Asian Banker Summit, which is now in its 14th year, and will run from the 23rd to the 25th of April in Jakarta.
Stephanie.
Jeremy? Okay, Jeremy's going to take over from me and talk about the Risk Games.
I got dropped from the call. I'm back now. Hi.
No problem. Over to you.
Thank you. Just back on the slide, I think the people listening in would know the Asian Banker Summit very well. What is new this year is the Risk Games formula. The Risk Games has been running for over a decade. We always get about 200 delegates every year. We've always had transformational speakers. We've always focused on key issues. So those are the two staples at the conference. This year we are adding a third element, which is enhanced learning via simulations, and that I will leave to Professor Thibault to talk about it in 5 minutes from now. But just a quick run through to the proceedings. Next slide, please. So back on the two things that the conference is known for, we are keeping to those traditions. One is the speakers. This year, the speakers, like every other year, is a very strong cast of regulators and risk experts, starting with the foreign guest keynote, Thomas Honig. He served 20 years as the Federal Reserve President of Kansas City. He's the longest-serving Federal Reserve President when he stepped down, and 20 years in the FOMC as well. He is now Vice Chairman of the FDIC, He is regarded as the most independent thinker in the regulatory community in the U.S. and the most influential regulatory hawk since Paul Volcker. We're very happy to have him with us here this year, and you will hear a lot about him as he has about 6 more years to run in his term, and he will be very fundamental in regulatory reforms in the U.S. and its impact around the world. Joining him as a keynote will be Chairman Mulyaman Haddad. He's chairman of the newly formed Indonesian super regulator, OJK. Mr. Haddad is a very good supporter of the Asian Banker for many years, and we are very pleased to be the platform that he will give his first speech to an international audience since taking the OJK post. Other speakers joining them will be Bill Isaac, formerly FDIC chairman, Christian Hahn, who's in charge of regulating the investment banks in the UK. We have some of Asia's top chief risk officers, and right now, the good chief risk officers in Asia are as good as any in the world. Commonwealth Bank's Eldon Twers, excellent CRO. Commonwealth Bank is the largest bank in Asia outside China, and it has built a very strong and profitable business around the retail side. OCBC's Gilbert Conkey is going to be there. He comes from a market risk background, and he has leveraged that experience to build OCBC's fundamentals. I think if you keep track of all the various reports from the Asian Banker, from Bloomberg, OCBC has been for the last few years rated as the strongest bank in the world, and a lot of that is the good work that Mr. Conkey has been doing. And then we have leading CROs from Maybank, risk experts from senior risk experts from DBS, Grupo Santander, ANZ. Qatar National Bank is an interesting speaker because they're a bank that has a lot of resources and it's building its bench strength very quickly. So let's see what they have to tell us about what's happening inside the bank. Next slide, please. So the next three slides are just a quick run-through on the agenda for each of the 3 days of the conference. We will have between 5 to 6 sessions a day. Only one of the sessions will be the simulation, so the other conference sessions are still very much focused on issues, dialogue, speakers. And some of the topics will be crash betting risk and data sources, with the head of market risk at DBS, looking at trading book and market risk after the US and UK reforms, what are the impact on Asia, and we will do that with the chief supervisor for investment banks and market risk at the Bank of England. We have Commonwealth Bank CRO looking at cross-border challenges, FDIC chairman Bill Isaac looking at the politics of regulation and stress testing, what are the banking models looking like, and where are we headed. Next slide, please. Day two, the focus is more on capital and liquidity. I think a senior central banker from the Philippines and the CRO from Maybank will look at capital funding and liquidity in Southeast Asia, what has changed. On a more technical level, when we talk about counterparty risk, we will have ANZ Head of Specialist Risk discussing this. Then we have Indonesian regulators talking about the new landscape for regulation and competition and capital in Indonesia. And then we have a discussion with a group of 4 or 5 of Asia's top CEOs about their plans for their banks, given that there's so many different regulatory regimes competing for attention here. Next slide, please. So after 2 very long, hard days on quite specialist topics, we will spend the 3rd day on a broader, more strategic level. So the focus is on risk appetite, planning, implementation. The first session will be led by the former Group Head of Risk Strategy for HSBC, Rona Morgan, who spent 30 years in Asia, so very familiar with Asian conditions. And then we have an ICAP session with CIBC Head of Treasury, a former Head of Treasury. Then we move on to Enterprise Risk Management with UOB Bank's former CRO. Then we have the CRO of the Bank of Queensland. And then finally, for the final session of the summit, I think we have a very strong panel, including two very prominent Indonesians. The deputy head from the Indonesian regulator is one. The second is Professor Firmanza. I don't know if the Indonesians on this call are familiar with him, but he was the youngest person to be appointed dean of the economics faculty at the University of Indonesia. He has since been appointed as the special economic advisor to President Bambang, the president of Indonesia. He's a fast-rising young star and I think becoming the most prominent public intellectual in Indonesia. They will be joined by foreign guests, including a World Bank economist who wrote several best-selling books, Richard Duncan. And we will discuss the quantitative theory of credit. It's a very interesting framework about a macroeconomic issue that I think we will enjoy and will be a suitable way to close up the event. I think from this point on, we have looked at the speakers, we have looked at the issues. I would like to let Professor Thibault take us through the third and very important element of the conference, which is the simulations. Professor Thibault, please.
Yes.
Just before Professor talks, sorry, Andre, can I just jump in and say that if you have any questions through Andre's presentation, feel free to ask.
Yes, no problem. Welcome to the Vlerick Bank Simulation. Then in the, I would say, in the conference, then you will have the possibility to experience the management of a bank, and you will have to decide which type of bank you want to run. This will deal mainly with the value chain in bank. Next slide. Next one, yeah. Okay, basically what the participant will have to do is to manage on and off balance sheet activity of a bank in a way to manage the value chain. Then the exercise will concern the management of the net interest income, net commission, and also financial transaction on the income side, which are the three value drivers on the income side. And the participant will have also to look at how to manage operating expense and loan losses on the cost side. This is an exercise that will involve managing five major risks. We will restrict ourselves to mainly five major risks that we will see on the next slide. Then participant will have to, next slide, will have to manage in the first decision, mainly interest rate and market risk. And that fits with the setup of the conference. That means that what we are trying to do and what we are doing is to align the content in the simulation with the content of the conference. Then first thing we'll look at interest rate and market risk. Then we'll switch in the second quarter to liquidity and capital. And in the end, we'll try to put together the credit risk, operational and solvency risk, and try to see how this will impact profitability and how can we look at the value creation that can be put in place for the bank. To do that, the next slide will look at the way we will approach the thing. First, we will use what we call a generic computer-based banking simulation. Why generic? Generic means that it doesn't have a specific flavor for one specific country. For example, I'm running this simulation with the Bank of China as well as with the Rabobank in the Netherlands. Two banks that are totally different, but the basic principles are the same. And what we want to do is to focus mainly on three main areas. What are the key management decision that we see in banking these days. And what is very important, because we call this the risk game conference, what are the major risks faced by bank today? And how can we link that to the change driver in the banking industry? Okay, we will look basically at what are the business model that we can put in place. Business model that can be as diverse as, for example, comparing Barclays Bank to Rabobank, for example. Two different business model that are creating, we hope, value for their shareholders. The objective of the program are set on the following slide. And what we try to do, next slide, okay, is to provide the participant with an overview of the main banking activities and how they interact with each other. And what is very nice, it gives the participant the opportunity to manage a bank from a board member point of view, with a focus on how can you create value for your shareholders. In this approach, you will have to manage your simulated bank as shown on the following slide with the following information. Next slide. Okay, you will start with an initial position that will be set up by my team. I will make a set of decisions for the first decision that will be the same for everybody. And this will bring you to the 31st of December 2012. And then you will have to make three set of decisions. The first set will bring you at the end of March 2013. And then end of June and end in September. That means that you will have to set up your own strategy, decide what you want, which type of bank you want to manage. As you will see, it will be possible during the three quarters that we will play the game to design or a very universal bank, including private banking and investment banking, or to be more focused and to play a niche role if this is what you want to achieve. To do that, we will provide you with two sets of tools. The first set of tools will be the internet link with the Vlerick Business School. This is the next slide. To input your decisions. Next slide, yeah. To help you in this process, I will be there and I will discuss with each team their strategy. One of my PhD students will also be there to help in the process. That means that what you will have to do is fill first the decision form, but before to fill the decision form, we will provide you with a set of spreadsheets that will help you to plan your balance sheet, to plan your credit rating, and to plan your interest rate risk position. Next slide. Then, the information that you will receive after each round will be a very detailed individual bank report, your results, that will give you all the detail on your activities, including the income side and the cost side. You will have an industry report that will give you your positioning compared to the competitors in the simulation. And finally, you will be able to buy also some market reports that will give you your position in terms of market shares and in terms of customer satisfaction. As explained a little bit earlier, we will have three rounds, and the first one that we will call quarter one, because the simulation is run on a quarterly basis, and this is the next slide and the following one. What we'll try to do is to implement, next slide please. Yeah, quarter one. What we'll try to put in quarter one is content that will fit with the content of the conference. Then we'll talk about training activities. Then we will focus on the mainly bond portfolio that will be split into a trading portfolio and an investment portfolio. You will have to deal with structured products, and it will be possible for you to securitize your mortgage portfolio. The regulatory environment that will be part of quarter one will be mainly Basel II. And the major tool that we will put in place for this first round of decision will be the concept of duration. Next slide. Okay, next slide to get the detail of quarter two. Okay, quarter two, again, to fit with the content of the conference, will deal with liquidity, capital, and funding. And then what we will activate then is the mainly the activities on the funding side, the repo reverse repo market, the interbank market, and the possibility to issue subordinated debt and equity. This will impact your credit rating. And for the second quarter, we will switch to Basel III. That means that you will have to be compliant with this new regulation, and mainly on the liquidity side. The tool that we will put in place with the Excel sheet that will be available is the balance sheet planning of your bank, and mainly also trying to manage your capital ratio and your rating. This will be the second step, and the third step, which is the next slide, Q3. And in Q3, if we look at the detail, that will be a matter to put everything together. That means that you will have to look at what is your balance sheet management, what is the off-balance sheet management of your bank, including private banking, investment banking, and including also the use of derivative to manage your interest rate risk position. We will run Q3 also under Basel III. That means that you will see your liquidity coverage ratio, your net stable funding ratio, and your leverage ratio popping up, and you will have to comply with the new regulation. The simulation has just been updated a few weeks ago to take into account the new regulation with regard to the liquidity coverage ratio. The tools that you will have available to manage your bank then will be the full set of tools. You will have the balance sheet planning, the capital ratio and rating planning, and the interest rate gap management that will be put in place. Then that means that when we will end up the simulation, I will debrief all the team, and we will see which bank have been able to create value for their shareholders, and we will design a very practical way to measure value creation. This is not something that is purely theoretical. We'll bring you some annual report of banks that are measuring value creation, and we'll try to do the same thing in the simulation. And I'm sure that you will enjoy the exercise, and I will be more than pleased to see you and to coach you in Jakarta in a few weeks. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Andre. Now we're just going to open the floor to questions, so please feel free to input your questions into the chat box in the bottom right-hand corner of the WebEx screen, or you can press the hand icon. And this will let us know if you have a question or comment. We'll open the line for you.
Uh-huh.
Andre, we have our first question. So
yeah.
How would you describe the risks covered in the simulation, and how does the simulation approach these risks?
The simulation is approaching the risk in a very, I would not say this is a very special way. This is, if you look at the risk report of, I would say, ABN AMRO or the Royal Bank of Canada, the way we will approach it is first looking at the asset liability management part of the equation. That means that we will look at market risk and liquidity. And then we'll switch at what we can say, what is global risk management, switch to solvency. And solvency might be quite large, I would say. We will look at what is the market risk, what is the credit risk, mainly credit risk in the third decision, and what is the operational risk. You will see that in the spreadsheet that we will provide, you will be able to compute the required capital for the three major regulated risks, which is credit risk, market risk, and operational risk. That's the way that we will proceed. That means that at the end of the third quarter, you will have an overview of what is the financial management of a bank. And this program has been set up originally, this is a long time ago, in 1978 for the Institute of Canadian Banker as the last course of their fellow program. And this is the same spirit. This is trying to bring together all the pieces of the puzzle in order to have a good view of what is bank financial management.
Thank you, Andre. That's very interesting. I have a more practical question. How long will participants have to make these decisions in the at the Risk Games conference?
Okay. Well, we'll push them a little bit. They will have 2 hours for each decision. However, they will not be alone. Okay, I will be there. My PhD student, Thomas Matthijs, will be there also. And what we do, we will closely monitor the decision process. It will work a little bit like this. For the first decision, it takes a little bit longer because I need to brief the team to make sure that the process is running smoothly. Then that means I will have a 1 hour introduction, then 2 hours for the first decision, and 30 minutes for a debriefing after the result. That means that after each round, I will comment on the evolution of the economic environment. I will comment on the performance of the banks. And I will comment also on their pricing strategy. That means that for the first round, this is 3 hours and 30 minutes. Second round, I will have less input at the beginning, then we'll do it in 3 hours. And the last round, we'll do it also in 3 hours with the last 30 minutes as a debriefing session. That means that we will look at the overall performance of the bank and how they have been able to, and I'm sure that they will create value. Let's assume that the people understand quite well the financial management of a bank.
Could I add just a quick point? We have developed this agenda, the conference sessions together with the simulation, in consultation with three former chief risk officers from ANZ, Crédit Agricole, and UOB Bank. So the purpose is to make sure that we have an agenda and a program that is of practical use, and that you can work on it during the conference and have takeaways that you can apply to your day-to-day work at the bank. So, it's applied rather than theoretical. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay,
you're totally right, Jeremy.
Thanks for that, Jeremy. We have one final question, another practical one. What do we need to bring with us to the conference?
Okay.
Go on,
Jeremy,
go on.
I think this is for you.
Okay, we will actually be emailing a list about 1 or 2 weeks before the conference. But I think we will need each participant to bring a laptop. Now, the way the simulation is going to work is we are going to put people into teams of four. It's a simulation, and it's not a strict competitive format. So some banks are sending teams of four from one bank alone. Some banks are sending one people. So if you are coming alone, or even if you're with your bank, you can let us know, and we can mix you with other participants. So each team can either be made up from four participants from one bank or four participants from different banks. We will get each team to share a table. We actually don't need a laptop for each of the four members, but we need more than one laptop. So we will sort out the details to everybody. But I think if everyone brings their laptop, it will be plenty safe.
Okay, thank you, Jeremy. And I'm just going to put a last call out for questions. But I think in the interest of time, to keep it to 30 minutes, we'll finish up. And I firstly want to say a big thank you to our speakers, Andre and Jeremy. And I also want to extend a warm thank you to our audience. As Jeremy noted, these simulations are a big feature of the upcoming Risk Games Conference, and we hope to see you all at the Asian Bankers Summit next month.
Yeah. Can I add one last thing, Stephanie? I'm sorry.
Go for it, Jeremy. No problem.
Yeah. So for this year, it's the first year of the Risk Games Conference. I think the feedback from the senior chief risk officers at the leading banks have been very positive. You will see this grow very quickly and mature very quickly over the next 3 years. So I'm very glad to have you participating this year. And as the depth and of the program grows, we will grow together with it. And I think we will all enjoy the experience, and it will add a lot more to the conference. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much.